You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Looking for a good weekend? Yes, we are. Sun today, sun tomorrow, mostly sunny Sunday. Let's get out there and do everything we've been talking about all week. How's that? A chilly 47 degrees right now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Friday. And as always, we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Wake up, let's do this thing.
Man, why am I so sleepy?
It's the end of the week.
Wake up! Wake up!
What have you got to say for yourself?
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday, we get tired on Fridays.
You're not really much of a morning person.
You know, if it wasn't morning, I would have a drink.
Regardless.
Are you ready?
All right.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
Let's go.
Yes, please, let's go.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Here we go. So much to do. From a Market Street Festival to a Penn State game to a concert at Spyglass.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy Friday. Flashback Friday coming up at 7. We love Flashback Fridays. Get your requests in. The Ford phone line is always open. The minute I come in, just open up the phone lines. You can call. We could talk. We could laugh. We could talk about the old days with the music from the 80s and the 90s. A little bit of taste of the 70s once in a while, too. We have a good time. Flashback Friday, 1-800-326-94KX. Get those calls in, all right? We've got a great weekend coming up. Get to our Facebook page and take a look at Danny Kitchens out of Lewisburg. He was our Penn State Ticket Blitz winner with Regis through Chevrolet, and Danny looks happy, man. I'm glad he posed for the picture because people really love this giveaway. And sometimes when you show up to pick up your prize, we say, hey, can we take a picture of you and post it up? Some people go, oh, no, look at me. I look a mess. Oh, Danny's got a big smile on his face standing right out there in our front lobby. Congratulations, Danny. And yesterday afternoon, we did something we've never done before, and that was an instant blitz. And Mark Stevens had a winner there. So we are sending people to Penn State Villanova tomorrow, which is really exciting. Tomorrow, the end of the 2021 Spyglass Ridge Winery Backyard Concert Series. We have one more pair of VIP bracelets to give away, so stay with us all morning long. We'll do that, and we'll see you at Spyglass tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. People have been blowing up my phone just saying, hey, I'm going, look for me. Well, it might be better if you look for me because, number one, I'm virtually blind. And number two, there's just a sea of people. And, just come up to me. I'm very approachable. That'll be fun. Yesterday, we were talking on Facebook about mistakes we have made. 17% of us admit to this. The rest of us don't. But I'm sure we've all done it. We have accidentally sent the wrong message out or the wrong email. And the people that may have been involved in this critical email or text message actually gets it and they get to read it. We've all done it. I mean, it's happened. You guys were great on it. So love when we throw something out there on Facebook and you guys respond. I think Brian's response was the best. He was texting a family member so they could get together tonight for dinner. And what did he say? He said something about, are you all right with sex? And then he corrected himself with the number 6. It was like, whoa, sorry about that. Especially when it's your brother. Whoa.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll be posting something else up. I don't know if I want to visit this on a Flashback Friday, but I don't like clowns. I'm definitely afraid of clowns. I don't know why. But I am. We may address that. I'm researching it, and what do I see? A picture of Bozo. And I'm thinking, that's when maybe it started. When Bozo was on TV, and I was just a little Tommy Tom, and every time I saw that big white face and that fake smile paint, I'd go running to my mom. I love it, Bozo. Turn it off. I was more of a Hatchie Malachi guy, I guess. Anyway, we may address that. Who knows? Jimmy Kimmel is on the way next. He's addressing something we talked about days ago. What is up with this pumpkin spice craze? It's all on the way.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A team of research scientists looked into why this pumpkin spice is so popular. Turns out it's not because of the taste. It's because of the smell. They say the smell of pumpkin spice conjures up fond and familiar memories of Thanksgiving and holidays. It's interesting. They should put it in the vaccine. They really...
94KX. Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
So much to talk about today.
Today is National Punctuation Day.
Oh.
Here are some examples.
Okay.
Wahlberg. Is what? An exclamation mark.
Wahlberg?
Boy George, comma.
Hey, it's Flashback
Amelia
Friday.
My favorite song.
Okay.
And finally,
yeah?
I'm having my period.
Stop.
Happy National Punctuation Day.
Just stop. Working our way toward news, I'd rather talk about Schwenkenfelter Day. Today is Schwenkenfelter Day. All you people in Snyder County know what I'm talking about, probably. How about Perry County? You listening this morning? When you get deep into Pennsylvania Dutch territory, and then you head down into Lancaster and all that. But Schwenkenfelter Thanksgiving is today. It's otherwise known as Pennsylvania Dutch Thanksgiving. That's pretty cool. The Schwenkenfelters are a group of early German Protestant settlers who came to Pennsylvania. And they celebrated Thanksgiving, the harvest, all that, since 1734. Now, that's way before Thanksgiving became an official American holiday in 1863. So the Schwenkenfelters came first. Ja, ja, das ist richtig. I just love that. I love Pennsylvania Dutch people. They're sturdy peasant stock, I was once told. And I believe that. So happy Schwenkenfelter Thanksgiving. Another reason to stuff yourself with food today.
Yeah. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark is in with the news. Rob's got the sports. And we've got a beautiful AccuWeather forecast with Steve. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Thank you, Steve. A chilly, and I mean a chilly, 46 degrees. Much like yesterday in the rain, though. Our temperature seems to be going the wrong way, but it's all good. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Two viral comedy clips coming up for you you won't want to miss. Listen to them now, look them up later, or vice versa, whatever. One has to do with the kids at a school who had to stay in during recess because there was live bears in the playground. And they were going down the sliding board. I think that would be hilarious. And you could turn it into a teaching lesson. Bears in the playground with viral comedy coming up. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Friday. 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? We have cute animals and naughty animals for our viral clips today. Log in with me right now, or just listen now, and you can log in later, maybe after the kids go to school. A bear and its cub were spotted in a North Carolina playground checking out the sliding board. And nobody else was in the playground, thank goodness. But here's that moment when the mother bear finally decided to slide down the sliding board and then do an about face and sit at the bottom of the sliding board and wait for her baby to come down. Listen to the women that recorded this and how happy they are to watch.
Go down the slide.
And there she goes, mama.
You can do this one, honey. It's a smile.
Now they're talking for the bear. You can do this. Come on, little bear.
That seriously just happened. Oh, my God.
The little bear did go down, and Mama gave him or her, that little cub, a nice big hug. That's an adorable video. Check it out later. Now, here's one you might not want to check out. A couple of gorillas in the Bronx Zoo got naughty in front of everybody. Now, Now, the kids are laughing because they have no idea what's going on. But listen to the parents. Don't look. Yeah, tell a little kid not to look. See what happens. Let's just say that the gorilla, one gorilla was exchanging an oral favor.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning.
Yikes!
94KX.
Viral comedy every morning. Listen to him now and look for him later.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
All right. Am I going to address the clown issue? I don't know. I posted up on Facebook already. I hate clowns. Every time I see a picture of a clown, I get uneasy, and I don't know why. Where did it start? Where did it come from? Even when I was raising my three daughters, a clown approached my kid, and my one daughter evidently shares this with me. She didn't want the clown to look at her approach her, so she buried her face into my chest, and the clown just kept clowning, and then I almost got arrested for beating up a clown. Why is this? Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If I ever lose my faith in you, oddly enough, that song would come up right before I'm about to talk about what I'm about to talk about, because that song I used to sing to my little girls when they were little and going to bed. I used to just sing the hook. If I ever lose my faith in you, there'd be nothing left for me to do. Good night, girls. I closed the bedroom door. At least one of my daughters has the fear of clowns like I do. And I don't know where it came from. I was just thinking about this morning because I'm reading this article where there's a company that sends clowns out to pass out like pamphlets and stuff. And it's totally backfiring because there are that percentage of people like myself that don't like clowns.
You're gonna die, clown!
Yeah, thank you, Happy Gilmore. I haven't liked clowns since I was, and I just got thinking about it and it was distracting. I ran out of the room when Bozo the Clown came on when I was a little kid. I hated Bozo. If I went to a birthday party and they hired a clown, I immediately ran to the kitchen wall phone. Mom, pick me up. I'm done with this. My mom would say something to my dad. My dad would be, what's the matter with you, wuss? It's only a clown. Don't worry about it. It's a regular guy like you and me with a white face and a big red nose. No, is that true? Years later, I'm at a pro soccer game in Harrisburg. What was the team called? They were great. The Harrisburg Heat, I think. Anyway, afterward, there was autographs. And so my daughters wanted autographs. But the line was taking too long. So the Harrisburg Arena sends out a clown to entertain the kids. I hated that guy. He smelled like bourbon. He didn't even look like a clown. He kind of looked like my Uncle Bob. But anyway, I see him coming, and he's like, woohoo, hey, kids, woohoo. And I'm like, please don't stop in front of me. So he stops in front of me. All right. I got one little daughter in a stroller. I got my oldest daughter standing next to me, holding onto my pants pocket. And my middle daughter, I'm holding her. And evidently, I realize at that moment she hates clowns, too. Because she buries her face into my shirt and says, make him go away, Daddy. Make him go away. Hey, what's the matter with the little girl? Hoo-hoo! I'm like, hey, bud, hit the road. She doesn't like clowns. Everybody loves clowns. Hoo-hoo! I was like, no, I don't even like clowns. Get the hell away from me. Now all of a sudden this little Daisy lapel starts to spin around and he's shooting water on me and my kid. That's great. So I grabbed him by the Daisy spinning lapel and I got right in his ear. And I said some things I have never said to anyone before, including a clown. But it was basically an ultimatum. If you don't walk away from me right now, you're going to the hospital. And the clown walked away. My then wife turns to me and says, I have a feeling security is going to usher us out before the kids get their autographs.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, you know what else is next after news, sports, and AccuWeather? It's a Flashback Friday. Let us start the party ASAP. We're down to 46 degrees right now. Happy autumn, everyone. It's Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Let the games begin.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday. Ford Fun Line open, 1-800-326-94KX. Let's get all freaky, shall we? Do you remember Midnight Star from the 80s? That was my favorite Third Eye Blind song back then when I was the morning man here in the 90s. Third Eye Blind, Never Let You Go. I just thought that song was always cool, you know? And so here we are on a Flashback Friday, flashing back into the 90s with Third Eye Blind coming to Spyglass.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, we'll take caller four to be the last qualifying couple with VIP bracelets tomorrow night at Spyglass. Caller four, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Seth Meyers with a late night soundbite talking about Billie Eilish and a new deal she's got with Nike. Believe it or not. Stay with us. Lynn Hall comes in with birthday buddies and more. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller four. Who's this?
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. Where are you calling from today?
From Sunbury.
What are you doing Saturday night, as in like tomorrow night?
I don't think we had much plans. Maybe the Bloomsburg Fair, but I guess they're changing now, huh?
Yeah, you can wait for the Bloomsburg Fair. You're on your way to Spyglass for the last concert of the season.
Awesome.
Yeah, Third Eye Blind from the 90s. You just heard Never Let Me Go. What a great song that is. Anyway, all of them. Semi-Charm Life, Jumper, all of them. On stage, live tomorrow at Spyglass, and you and a guest will be wearing VIP bracelets, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just wait another day for all that deep-fried food at the fair, okay? You can wait. Okay, Oreos and pickles and all that stuff.
Flashback Friday. 94.1 WQK.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
We got two really cool celebrity birthdays. Are you ready, Lynn Hall?
So I hear. Yes,
are
I am.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It is Flashback Friday.
It is.
So when we were kids, we used to watch every cartoon there was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, the funny ones, the goofy ones.
Right.
The ones they don't show anymore because they were too violent.
Exactly.
Sorry, Roadrunner and Coyote.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest!
I love Johnny Quest.
Did you love Hercules?
Oh, indeed.
Hercules, hero of song and story. Hercules,
song and story?
Winner of ancient glory, fighting for the right. Fighting with his might, with the strength of 10 ordinary men.
Anyway? I think it was my grandmother. I'm not sure. She was a jingle singer. I don't know.
Only the evil fear him. Softness in his eyes.
Softness in his eyes?
Iron in his thighs.
Iron in his thighs?
Hold on a second. Turn it down.
I don't think you can play this song anymore.
No, that's no.
It's not politically correct.
Let's not play that ever again. Thank you.
All right. There's something you can't undo there.
Yeah, sorry.
Softness in his eyes, iron in his thighs.
Okay, so, then.
All right. Hercules, that is Kevin Sorbo, is 63 years old today.
He had nothing to do with the cartoon, might we add.
No, he didn't.
No.
And we don't know what kind of thighs he has. So let's just move along.
Yeah.
One other celebrity birthday, and we all love him, even though he has the nickname Mean Joe.
Oh, yes.
No, not the president.
No.
Mean.
Okay.
Mean Joe Green. Remember that Coca-Cola commercial?
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-hmm.
Want my Coke?
No.
Really, you can have it.
Go get a smile.
Okay.
I feel good.
Thanks.
That's the way it should be. I like to say
and chug that Coke.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Wait.
Wow. Thank
Is that one of the greatest commercials of all time?
Seriously. It's still awesome. It still holds up to the test
of
time.
I got goosebumps just watching it. It's amazing.
Hey, kid. I love when he says that. Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. Here.
Here.
Gives him the game jersey.
Yeah. Sweet.
Mean Joe Green is 75. I think that's the number he wore on his jersey, too.
Is it really?
He's 75 years old today.
All right.
I don't know where he lives, but do they still call him Mean Joe? How'd you like to have a neighbor? Hey, yeah. Mean Joe.
Hey, Mean Joe. Don't say that. No. That's really his nickname. I'm not saying anything nasty to him.
Here he's out front planting flowers, and you're still calling him Mean Joe.
Mean Joe.
Anyway, happy birthday to our celebrities. Let's take a look at the locals. We call them...
birthday buddies.
Indeed. Happy birthday to Brianna Roush. She's 20 years old today.
Cheyenne Zellers. I love that name, by the way. She's from Nori, 35 today.
We like to debate each other all the time on Facebook.
Oh, do you?
We have nothing in common, but she's still friendly.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Cheyenne.
All right.
Chrissy Zwalek is 42 years old today.
Crystal Whitney from Montgomery, 70 today.
Lexi Cole Scott, one of my soccer players when she was just a wee little girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Up into high school. She's 25 years old today. Happy birthday, Lexi.
Nicholas Allman, 41. Happy birthday, Nicholas.
Patricia Dunkel is 59. Happy birthday.
Polly Heimbach from Riverside, 52.
Stephanie Rothermore is 36 today.
Susan Barnes from Bloomsburg, 65. Happy birthday, Susan.
Tammy Long, 57 years old today.
Greg Barry from Lewisburg, 42 today.
Tiffany Maloski from Mount Carmel is 41.
And I'm on the wrong page. No.
That's okay. We only have one left, and Trisha Gilbert.
There you go.
And she's from Beaver Springs.
There you go.
She's 42 years old today.
Somehow I got on another page. I don't know how, but anyway.
We need to start reading these off the computer screen, too. Yes. Let's save a tree, shall we?
Can we please stop with the blue stuff, too? Yes, thank you.
Each and every day at this time, we have them for you, and what are they called again?
Birthday buddy.
You better believe it. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, sure. We've got the news coming up and the sports and the AccuWeather. But in the next half hour, Movie Mike moves into the studio. And I want to talk the Creature of the Black Lagoon with Mike.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Well, we just did Hercules there.
Right.
Rumor has it the Creature of the Black Lagoon is very ill, and they're trying to raise money for him.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
So what do they call him, Blackie or Loogie? Or what's his nickname?
Creature? Okay. I don't know.
Get well, creature. It's
seriously.
It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 47. It's a chilly morning. It's a chilly Flashback Friday. How's that? But it's fall. And say what you want. I'm kind of enjoying it. I still have the top down on the Jeep. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. On the way, Movie Mike. But Mike...
ooh, ominous music.
Yeah, don't you like this?
I do.
I mean, old movies had some of the coolest soundtracks. Do you agree?
They did, yes.
Yeah. Pee-wee Herman has just announced that the original Creature of the Black Lagoon, am I saying his name right, Riku Browning?
Yes.
He's in failing health, and his daughter is asking fans to send letters to cheer him up.
I saw that on Twitter yesterday. That's really great.
So you know everything, so that's cool. But I just thought I'd pull up the movie. How do you rate that movie? If you were to review Creature of the Black Lagoon today...
oh, yeah.
How many whats would you give it?
Oh, I'd give it 4.
Really?
Oh, it's a classic. I actually have the 3D version on Blu-ray, and it's amazing in 3D. So, yeah, really fun movie. I love it. I love those old monster movies.
So do I. I just think they're corny and cool.
Yes.
Movie Mike coming back at us. He's heading across the street, if you will, to News Radio WKOK. He'll be back to talk about what's new in theaters and one that he's already seen that we didn't. Stay with us. Flashback Friday with Def Leppard. 94KX, Chicago heading to the Bloomsburg Fair, October 1. And a request on Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, we'll take your Flashback Friday request, or we'll just talk about anything you want to talk about. That's what this show is about. All right. Maybe you want to talk about clowns. Early this morning, I mentioned my fear of clowns, and I don't know where it came from. I didn't even like Bozo as a kid. He freaked me out. I'd run from the living room crying like a baby. Well, I was a baby, actually. I was just a little one. Hatchie Malachi was comforting to me. I don't want a clown. No, thank you. Lucky the leprechaun was not a clown. Lucky was cute. So was Miss Judy in her little Snow White-looking dress. No clowns. I just said no clowns. I don't know why, but I don't. I don't like them. Maybe it's a fear. Maybe it's just a dislike. So I posted up today. Lovely picture of Bozo. It creeps me out just looking at it. But anyway, check the 94KX Facebook page. I hate clowns. Don't know why. How about you? The comments are coming in. They're actually funny. Two of my favorites. Jessica says, they laugh at their own jokes. They invade your personal space while wearing ridiculous clothing and makeup. What's to like? Jessica, I love you. I don't know you, but I'm with you. Michelle says, one word, creepy. And that's probably it. When my kids were growing up, you know, their mom, well, let's get a clown. No, no, no. Why, you going to have a couple of drinks and beat them up? Well, I don't even need the drinks. So he comes in the front door, I smack him and throw him down the steps. I don't know. It's just this fear. So share that with us. You know, your feelings on our Facebook page. You know, if you love clowns, tell me why you do. And then maybe, you know, maybe I could reason with that. Maybe I could try it, experiment, if you will. But for now, no. Tommy Tom says, no clowns. That's the way I am. Sorry. Your requests on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Movie Mike. Yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's got the new movies, and he's got one review for us. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Movie Mike's in the house. Mike, you like clowns?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I abhor clowns.
With like scary movies that you love, there's got to be a clown in there. I mean,
well, Pennywise from It, but that's part of the reason why I liked It, because...
Because you don't like clowns.
Right, and he's scary.
All right, good. You're on board. Check out our 94KX Facebook page and give us a yay or nay and why. And who knows, maybe we'll read your post coming up next hour. Any new movies this weekend?
Yeah, we have The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which I saw last weekend, and Jessica Chastain gives a brilliant performance as Tammy Faye Baker in this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That opens. And also the movie I'm going to review for you, Dear Evan Hansen.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Does Dear Evan Hansen make the leap to the big screen successfully? I'll tell you in just a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Jennifer Hudson in Respect. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. I'm absolutely flabbergasted after seeing Dear Evan Hansen. I can't believe anyone thought this movie was a good idea. Ben Platt plays Evan, a socially awkward teenager who repeatedly lies to a grieving family after they mistakenly believe he was the only friend of their son and brother who killed himself. The more Evan makes up stories about this non-existent friendship, the more the family embraces him. And in case you didn't know, this is a musical. That's right, teen suicide presented as a toe-tapper.
What?
Yeah, bad taste there, very bad taste. What Evan does is unspeakably cruel, yet we're supposed to sympathize with him because he's lonely. I didn't sympathize with him. I wanted to punch him in the face. He's a jerk. Ben Platt's one-note performance makes things even worse. The actor, who played Evan in the original Broadway play, doesn't seem to realize that what works on the stage reads a lot differently on screen. He wildly overdoes the character's nerdy awkwardness to the point where it seems like he'd be more at home in a Saturday Night Live sketch than in an ostensibly serious movie about teenage mental health issues. Ooh. Even the flatly staged musical numbers are a bust. Julianne Moore and Amy Adams are typically good as Evan's mom and the other kid's mom, but otherwise, Dear Evan Hansen is a 137-minute series of woefully misguided creative choices. Wow. This movie is awful. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 Tony Awards.
Wow. Tony's nice.
The half is only for Julianne Moore and Amy Adams, okay, who are good, but man, everything else in this movie is terrible.
After you lit that up, I was thinking, will this be the first ever Movie Mike Zero?
It's not quite that bad, but it is very bad. And to me, it was offensive. They they really sort of make light of mental health issues. And we're supposed to feel bad for this kid who does something that is so cruel.
Wrong.
And, and, you know, I didn't like him, so I didn't care about him. And everything goes downhill from there.
All right. Any clowns in that movie?
Just Evan Hansen.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Oh, I got something here for you, Mike, since you don't like clowns either.
You're going to die, clown!
That movie?
Oh, man. It's so early in the morning, and I'm blanking.
Oh, man. No kidding. Happy?
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
There it is.
Okay.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
8 o'clock news on the way. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. Steve with the AccuWeather for the weekend, which looks beautiful. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the easiest contest in radio, and we only do it on Flashback Friday. Yes or BS? 49 now. High atop Blue Hill. On a Flashback Friday, it's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the easiest contest in radio. We only do it on Flashback Friday. It's yes or BS. Listen up, friends. It's a true or false question. And I give you enough time to Google or Wikipedia your brains out. It is the easiest contest in the world. This morning's topic, the Market Street Festival in Selinsgrove Grove tomorrow. Stay with us. Yes or BS from Big Mambo's Latin Bistro in Sunbury.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back and...
Yeah, let's go back in time now with Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown. Why do I say it that way? Mrs. Whitney Houston. No, Mr. Whitney Houston. You get it. Mr. New Edition. How's that? Bobby Brown. Great music today. You know what time it is? Where's the music? I mean, come on. We love this. There it is. We love this theme music.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Yeah, don't blow it. Are you ready to play yes or BS? It's a 50-50 shot. You can Google, Wikipedia. I don't care. Tomorrow is the annual return of the Selinsgrove Grove Market Street Festival. Seems like we've been doing this festival for a long time. Yes or BS? The Market Street Festival started 250 years ago when farmers of Snyder County blocked Market Street so they could sell pigs. Yes or BS? Sell my pig, why don't you? Yes or BS is powered up by Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Cameron Park, Center Street, Sunbury. Yummy!
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Cue the music. It's my best time of the week.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Janice, you ready to play?
Sure.
The Market Street Festival in Selinsgrove happens tomorrow, right in downtown. We've been doing this for decades now. Yes or BS? It started 250 years ago in 1772 when angry farmers of Snyder County blocked Market Street so they could sell pigs. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes. You are correct, Janice. This is the 42nd annual Selinsgrove Market Street Festival. It didn't start way back when. For you, a $25 gift card to Big Mambo's Latin Bistro in downtown Sunbury on Center Street. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear. Another winner.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We only do this on Flashback Friday. And it's so much fun. Thank you.
Flashback Friday. 94.1 WQKX.
Tom's top list of the day coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Well, Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on these because you're going to work. Maybe you're already at work. All right. We email, we text, and we get them. But do we really pay attention to them? Here's Tom's interesting top list. Unread emails are far more common than unread texts. Two-thirds of us currently have unread emails in our inbox. The average, 1,602 of them. I don't think I have that many. Number two, 32% of us say they have zero unread emails. Okay, suck up. Number three, texting is still the fastest growing form of communication. 51% of us say they're texting way more than they were a year ago. Number four, the top people we enjoy getting a text from, friends, siblings, and of course our parents. And finally, number five, the number one person we don't like getting a text or an email from, our boss.
Of course.
Coming up, Morgan in the Morning, our girl Sam, she's doing some shopping at Community Aid. It's all after news, sports, and AccuWeather next. It's Morgan in the Morning on Flashback Friday, 94KX. We finally broke 50 degrees, high atop Blue Hill at least. It's a Flashback Friday with Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Beautiful weather for this weekend. So many things going on. Of course, Friday night, high school football all over Central PA. SBC Media's got it covered, man. No doubt about it. Tomorrow, Market Street Festival in Sealands Grove, the 42nd annual. Look for 94KX. I'll be there from 10 until noon. All right, we have a lot of people heading out to the Penn State game. Beautiful weather for our Ticket Blitz winners. And what else? Spyglass. Tomorrow night, the final concert of the year with Third Eye Blind. Whatever you're doing this weekend, yeah, 94KX probably sent you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle.
I'm so happy, cause today I found my friend. As you are, as a friend.
Very big day in history today. First of all, in September 10th of 1991, Smells Like Teen Spirit hit MTV. That song alone was responsible for a huge change in modern music. Today in history, 1991, 30 years ago, they released their Nevermind album. And I'm telling you what, it is amazing. You just listened to the YouTube trailer of their upcoming 30th anniversary of edition of Nevermind. It'll have 70 unreleased tracks. 70. That's amazing. All right. Also, four complete live shows and a whole lot more, all inside this 30th anniversary edition. Man, pick it up. Hey, you're going tailgating? You got the right clothes on? Tailgate football fashion. Wait, I'm supposed to say this really fast. It's a tongue twister. Tailgate football fashion finds are for you at Community Aid. Check out our Facebook page. Sam Tyler does a great job on this. All right. She went shopping earlier this week just in time for Friday night football. Now, you know, maybe you're a student who needs some theme clothing for tonight's high school football game, or maybe you're a parent, you know, trying not to freeze their tuchus off, you know, while supporting athletes in our community. Everything you need for tailgate clothing is available right now at Community Aid. Neighbors helping neighbors.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll wrap up our Facebook post of the day right there next to Sam shopping at Community Aid. I have an ugly clown and I hate clowns. You people seem to agree. We'll wrap it up and wrap up the show and say thank you. It's all coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
And for you people who don't like clowns like I don't.
You're gonna die, clown!
I just love that Happy Gilmore clip. I could play it all day. You people have been great on our Facebook post this morning. I was reading an article about a company that has employees that dress like clowns and then they show up at your event passing out pamphlets. Well, the company is failing because nobody wants to approach the clown. And if a clown approaches you holding a pamphlet, you just turn and run. At least I would. So I posted early this morning on the 94KX Facebook page, I hate clowns and I don't know why. How about you? And you guys have been just great. Nicole, I love your story. My husband's grandma had a giant portrait of a clown hanging on the living room wall and a room full of ceramic doll clowns. I thought it was creepy. But she told me I was being foolish and she put me in check. Man, I miss her. Yep, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you don't miss the clowns, though. Heidi says, I can't handle clowns because their painted faces hide their true emotions. It's like, are you really happy with your painted lips? Or do you want to kill me? Yikes! Tina says, right there with you guys. I don't trust anyone in a clown face. Alicia, thanks for sending the gift, too, of the little kid just running, screaming. That was me, little Tommy Tom, when I was a boy. Absolutely loved your comments, and I'm actually kind of happy that I'm not the only person who believes this thing. You know, so I hate him. Hey, Chad Evans is on the way next. I hope to see you at the Sealands Grove Market Street Festival tomorrow morning, 94KX Live at 10 a.m. No, I won't be in the hot dog eating contest, but I am going to have a lot of fun with the people of Sealands Grove. Enjoy your, how do we say it? Enjoy your Schwenkenfelter today. Schwenkenfelter Thanksgiving is celebrated today. The Schwenkenfelters were a group of early German Protestant settlers who came here to Pennsylvania, and they celebrated the harvest in 1734. 1734. Thanksgiving didn't actually become an American holiday until 1863. So gather up a lot of food today and celebrate with the Schwenkenfelters. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.